This episode of Today's Survival Show was actually recorded before Thanksgiving. I had originally intended for this to be a podcast that came out during the Thanksgiving holiday, but it didn't work out, and because I was on vacation, I couldn't put it all together and get it edited and uploaded. So I've decided to combine it with this week's regularly scheduled episode. By the way, I try to put these out every Friday morning. So, here you go. Hi folks, Bob Main here with another episode of Today's Survival Show, helping you do what you can with what you have wherever you are. This is a practical show, folks. I don't go tinfoil hat. I'm not one of those conspiracy theorist guys. I'm just an everyday guy trying to survive and trying to make it just like all of you. As a matter of fact, I struggle every day with this concept of preparedness and getting me and my family prepared. So this is kind of my way of sharing my journey with you. And now with the direction of the country and the direction of the world, I think common sense preparation is more important now than it ever has been. If you're just now getting into it, if you're just now saying, hey, you know what? I guess I need to start doing something to take personal responsibility. Congratulations. You know, I really think, as I've mentioned in the last several weeks, personal responsibility is really the only thing that's going to change your life. Unfortunately, a change of government's not going to change your life. Probably a change of environment and all that is not going to change your life. It's personal responsibility. You know, and if some of you are unemployed out there, of course, yeah, getting a new job, if you can get one, even as tough as it is right now, there are some jobs out there that may change your life as well. The most important thing, though, is how do you set yourself up for the future? And that's what I want to talk about. And lately, I've been thinking about five areas that I think are the most important going forward. Now, I've been studying this stuff for about 4 years. I've only been podcasting a little over 3 years. But I've been studying this pretty heavily for about 4 years. What really woke me up was 11 years ago, September 11th. That's what really woke me up. The terrorist attacks of September 11th is what woke me up out of the fog that I was in, the deep fog that I was in, and said, hey, Bob, you got to do something. Now, most of you know, if you've been listening to my show long enough, I grew up self-sufficient. I grew up in a self-sufficient family. We were hobby farmers. We raised a lot of our own food. We even traded some of our food for other food items that other farmers had. We were not commercial farmers. We were self-sufficient people. We had 13 acres. I grew up in northeast Wisconsin on 13 acres. And we raised our own beef. We raised our own pork. We raised our own chickens, eggs, goats for goat milk. And, you know, folks, it was a very self-sufficient lifestyle. And I fell away. I fell away from that for many, many years. The wake-up call was September 11th for me. But I really started digging deep into it about 4 years ago, and I'm reaping some rewards right now. I don't mean this podcast. I mean in my life. So I want to share these with you, and hopefully this will motivate you to get you to start thinking about doing some things and taking personal responsibility. So here are five areas, five things that I would like to urge you to think about. Now, before I get into these, I want to let you know that while you're listening to this, I'm on vacation. I'm on the Thanksgiving vacation. I'm taking this. By the time you hear this, Thanksgiving week will be almost over. But I am pretty much on vacation. So what that means is next week, there probably won't be a show. We'll see. There might be. If I have time to prepare it and research it a little bit while I'm on Thanksgiving break, consider next week, if there's a podcast next week, consider it a bonus, okay? It's a bonus for you if there's a podcast next week. Okay, the first area that I want to focus on is financial. I think more important now than ever is get your financial house in order. If you're in debt, get on a program to pay off your debt. I can't stress that strongly enough. Dave Ramsey is a phenomenal program. He's been a life changer for me. And I firmly believe in the concepts of Dave Ramsey. Very simple philosophy. Very simple philosophy I want everybody to hone in on. I really wish the government would get this picture. Spend less than you make. And it's pretty much that simple. Okay, now if you have no income, that's impossible. I understand that. So I'm talking about those of you that have an income. If you have an income, or if you have a reasonable income, I mean, if your income right now is barely paying your bills, then this may not apply. But once you get to that position to where you have an income that's more than covering your bills, it's so important to set yourself up financially. I kind of saw this whole crash coming, actually. You know, back in 2006 and early 2007, I made a radical change in my investments. I got out of the stock market. People thought I was nuts. Well, shortly after that, it proved that, you know, I avoided big-time losses. I avoided big-time losses. But I'm not just talking about investments here. When I say financial, I'm also talking about assets. Do you have liquid assets that are worth something? Do you have gold? Do you have silver? You know, if you remember last week when I interviewed Glenn Tate, the author of 299 Days, did you catch that part where he said a precious metal could also be ammo? I thought that was pretty interesting. A precious metal could also be ammunition. You know, that's going to do nothing but go up in value. Would you agree? I just stockpiled a bunch of ammunition. I just made some significant purchases. Now, does that mean that I want to fight a zombie apocalypse war? No, it doesn't. I don't believe in all that zombie apocalypse kind of stuff. That's not the kind of show that this is. Here's what it means. One of the reasons I decided to stock up on ammunition is for two reasons. Number one, I'm a shooter. I have fun. Okay? I'm a recreational shooter. I also train people in the art of self-defense with handguns. But I also know that ammunition is probably going to be something of very significant value in the very near future. Okay? If the pinheads in our government decide that they can indeed push through an assault weapons ban, for example, and they might, that could be coming, that's going to raise the price of your accessories, like high-capacity magazines for guns and things like that, but also ammunition is going to rise as well. Okay, and it's definitely an investment. I know I'm probably not going to lose $1 on any of the ammunition I buy. I'm not going to lose a dollar on any of the high-capacity magazines that I buy. Now, this is not a gun show, by the way, folks. This is a survival show, but what I'm talking about here is a survival topic. I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist and think that laws are going to be passed where people are going to come and get our guns and take them away from us. I don't think it's going to get that far, folks. One of the reasons why I don't think it's going to get that far, we have a lot of politically liberal people in the United States that love guns. You know, firearms is not just an issue for one side of the political aisle. A lot of people make a mistake and think that only conservatives like guns. Plenty of liberals like guns as well. Some of you listening to this show, you might be a liberal and you like guns. And doggone it, you're not going to let anybody take those guns away from you. I've received emails from people. So I don't think that kind of legislation would get huge support. What I do think could happen is the ban of sales of a lot of gun parts and also the spike in the cost of ammunition. So it is a precious metal. So do you have assets? Do you have land? Do you have land that you can use to grow food, for example, and raise animals? That's an asset. Do you have any buildings? That's an asset. So increasing your financial position just doesn't mean just money. It also means assets that could be worth something. You folks know I'm a big believer in bartering. Now, you don't know how bad a breakdown could get. You know, I kind of subscribe. I'm like Glenn Tate, the author of 299 Days. I think that what we're probably going to be in for is we're going to be in for a partial collapse, not a full collapse. Again, I'll say that again. A partial collapse, not a full collapse. But I also believe in the next thing I'm going to talk about, and that's networking. You know, do you have a survival network? Now, I consider this podcast part of my survival network. Many of you, I've gotten to know you personally. And many of you, I know I could probably come to you and we could work out some kind of a trade for something I might have or maybe something that you might have. That's called building a survival network. It may come to the point where you may have to trade something with somebody, also known as bartering. Seems like a lost art these days. But do you have assets of value that you could trade? You know, if you can band together, if you can get like-minded individuals together, there's power in numbers. So that's the next step. After, you know, building your financial assets and building your finances, do you have a network of people that can help you? Start building that network. Pretty soon I'm going to be doing a podcast coming up on how to build that network. I have done some of that. If you go back and listen to some of my older shows, you will hear some of that. Next, I want to talk about health. Now, I'm not going to talk about health care or health insurance. I think one of the best common sense preparations is keeping yourself healthy. More than ever, keeping yourself healthy. Here's why. A lot of people predict a real downgrade in our healthcare system. And that's a reasonable prediction. Well, think about it. If there's going to be a downgrade in our health care position, wouldn't it be prudent for you to become as healthy as you can now? In other words, if our healthcare system, if our available healthcare is going to downgrade, avoiding the need for it is probably going to be one of the best preps that you can make. So lately I've been losing a lot of weight. I've been eating right. And it's been helping. My doctor's very pleased. Those are the kinds of things that can that are going to help improve my health. Okay? I don't smoke. And I rarely drink any alcohol. It's very rare. I'm not going to say that I avoid alcohol completely, but I rarely drink any alcohol. Taking steps to prevent health problems. I exercise and I stay active regularly. And I'm not saying you have to be a workout monster. I'm not saying you have to go work out an hour and a half a day, 5 days a week, and start training for a half marathon, but stay active. Are you staying physically active? Get your butts out of the chair and away from the Xbox, away from the PlayStation or the Wii. Get away from the video games, get away from the television, and go become active. And if it means that you have to go down and join a gym and go 20 minutes three times a week, that's it. I don't care if all you do is you start off 20 minutes three times a week. Do some kind of exercise. Now, my job helps me also stay physically active. But preventative care, preventative health care, losing weight. Okay, it's not been some kind of a secret diet that I'm on. I haven't been taking a secret pill. I haven't even been following a secret special diet and all the kinds of gimmicks. I think there's a lot of gimmicks out there. Well, I'm going to go ahead and share with you my foolproof secret that I've used to lose 24 pounds recently. 24 pounds in the last 3 months or so. Here's my secret. It works every time. Eat less and exercise more. It's personal discipline. When I say eat less, I mean fewer calories. Intake fewer calories, burn more. It's pretty simple. Now, you'll adjust that. You'll adjust that as your needs change and things like that. But getting healthy up front and staying healthy. Now, also, the next preparation, food and water, storing food. I'm getting ready here, maybe even by the time you hear this podcast, to make another pretty decent-sized purchase on freeze-dried food. I have celiac disease, so I have to eat gluten-free. The rest of my family does not have to eat gluten-free, but I do. So I'm getting ready to buy some gluten-free freeze-dried foods. There's a lot of good ones out there. Once I do some research and complete it, I may do a podcast on that coming up pretty soon. Canned foods. I have to select my canned foods pretty carefully, but I can find gluten-free canned foods. And, of course, I've got a wife and son to worry about. Are you storing food? Do you have a minimum, folks, of 90 days of stored food? I think that's now the new minimum. I think with the way the world's going right now, I think 90 days minimum. Okay? Couple of years is ideal, 90 days minimum. And water. Okay? Storing water. That's important. Right now, my water storage is in containers right now. Now, that might change, but I have a lot of containers of water. I have a lot of sterile containers of water in my house that we could sustain ourselves for quite a while. Now, keep in mind, I'm talking about what I consider are the most important. You know, when I decided to prepare this podcast, I thought, what's the most important things that people could be doing right now? The most important survival preps and plans that people could be doing given this situation right now in late November of 2012. This is what I've come up with, food and water. You know, you might be thinking, well, Bob, how do I store food and water? You know what I'm going to tell you? Google it. I mean, it's really not that difficult. I am going to be doing a podcast pretty soon. on some research that I've been doing on some freeze-dried foods and things like that. And I will give you, I will share with you some of my ideas. But there's a lot of good ones out there, folks. Pick one. Pick one. Jump on our forum. If you're not a member of our forum, by the way, please consider joining today's Survival Show forum. Do me a favor. Go to todayssurvival.com, click the forum page, sign up for the forum. After you sign up, send me an email and tell me that you've signed up and give me your username. I have to approve your account. My email is bob@todayssurvival.com, bob@todayssurvival.com. Just send me an email, say, hey, Bob, guess what? I signed up for your forum, looking forward to it. That's how I keep spammers out, and I will get you approved very quickly. Jump on our forum. I'm going to start a thread pretty soon about food storage and things like that. So you might get to pick up some good ideas there as well. Last but certainly not least, self-defense. I think, and I've said this before, I think that you better start getting ready for a much more violent population. And I know that that might not be a real popular thing to say. I know that a lot of you might not really want to wrap your brains around that, but I got to tell you, I think it's coming. One of the reasons is because I think that we are on a very, very unsustainable path with our government here in the United States. Now, I know I have a lot of international listeners, and this may or may not apply to you if you're listening from another country, but here in the United States, I can tell you that we have a very unsustainable path that we are going down right now. We do not have the money to pay what we're paying people in the way of benefits, government benefits and services. We simply don't have it to be able to do this long term. Something is going to happen. I do not have the faith in the politicians to change it. I don't have faith in any of them. No matter what party they're from, I do not have any faith anymore that they're going to change it. I think we have reached the tipping point. The tipping point being, we're not going to be able to fix this. I really don't. And I know that that's sad to think about. You might call me a conspiracy theorist. You might be saying, Bob, what happened? I thought you were a no tinfoil hat guy. I am. I'm not a tinfoil hat guy. I don't think zombies are going to be invading next week. But I think that we are at the point of no return. In other words, we are not going to be able to permanently fix our country's financial problems for quite some time. Now, are these problems going to be with us permanently? I don't know. Are they going to be around a long time? Yes. When I say a long time, I think these problems are going to be around for 10 to 15 years, minimum. I think our country's financial problems are going to be around for 10 to 15 years. We simply cannot sustain this. Now, I don't know when that point is where we're going to have a breakdown where the government just can't take care of people anymore. But let me tell you what is going to happen. And if you're not prepared in a self-defense way, in other words, if you don't have plenty of ways to defend yourself and your homestead, I think you're going to be in trouble. Because people are going to get violent. There are a lot of people out there who are sheep who are not preparing. There are a lot of people right now who are not taking care of themselves. They're relying on Uncle Sam. They're relying on the government to take care of themselves. When those benefits stop, they will become desperate. Please, please hear me on this. When those benefits stop, they will become desperate. And when people become desperate, they do desperate things. Good people will turn violent. That's what I see coming. Good people will turn violent because they need stuff. They need stuff, and if they find out you have it, they're going to come for you. They're going to come to you for your stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. And again, I know this is not a real popular message, and I'm going to wrap up this podcast here pretty soon. Again, I know it's not a real popular message, but I feel I am obligated to tell you the truth. Do I think I'm a prophet? No, I'm not some kind of a prophet or Nostradamus kind of guy trying to predict stuff. I'm a common sense realist, and that's what I think is going to happen. If you dig deep and you look at the situation that we have in America, and too many people are not looking at it, but if you educate yourself and you look at it, you're going to scratch your head and you're going to go, how can we do this? This is going to have to end at some point. It's going to have to shut off. And yes, when that spigot of benefits shuts off, people are going to get violent. So are you ready for that? Do you have some basic protection? And I'm not just talking about guns. I'm also talking about, have you secured your home? If you go back and listen to some of my older episodes, I talk about home security. If some of you listen to my other podcast called the Handgun World Podcast, Ben Branham and I over there at the Handgun World Podcast, we're doing some middle of the week shows. And Ben's got a company called Modern Self-Protection. Ben and I are talking about lately how to secure your home. So go over there and check that podcast out. Go through some of those episodes. There's one entitled Home Security. It's a middle-of-the-week show at the Handgun World Podcast. Listen to that. We've also recorded some premium content. So if you become a member of my Shooters Club over there at the Handgun World Podcast, you'll get some premium content on self-defense. So if you want to dig deeper into the self-defense issue, go over there. That's handgunworld.com on iTunes. It's called the Handgun World Podcast. I do both of these shows once a week. So with that said, kind of a short episode this week, but I just wanted to get that out there. I wanted to get you thinking about some things because I'm going to elaborate more on these in the coming weeks. But let me review these. Financial preparations. Financial and having liquid valuable assets. And by the way, liquid valuable assets may not necessarily mean the U.S. dollar. You think about that. If our U.S. dollar crashes, how valuable will your 401ks be? How valuable will your stocks be? How valuable will your bonds and your treasury bills be? How valuable will your savings account be if all you have is U.S. dollars? It might not be worth much in the coming years. Take care of your health. Take care of your health right now. Become a healthy person so you don't have to use as much health care. Store plenty of food and water. Network with like-minded people. I'd be happy to network with you. By you listening to this podcast, that's one way. By you joining the forum, that's another way. By you sending me an email, that's another way. Pretty soon I'm going to set up a voicemail account where you can call into the show and you can leave me voicemails. Ask questions and leave voicemails and things, and I'll cover them on the podcast. Become a survival networker within your community. Find like-minded people, invite them to dinner or lunch or whatever, and discuss this kind of stuff. And provide for your self-defense. That's the fifth area. Provide for your self-defense and your property defense. And I think if you focus on these five areas right now, you're probably going to be better off than 90% of the people in the United States of America. And I'm sorry to have to say that that's what our country's come to, but I really think it has. One more thing I want to throw in before I let you go. Stay educated. Get Glenn Tate's book, 299 Days. That was the show last week. That was my guest last week. Go to todayssurvival.com. Go to todayssurvival.com. You can order the book off my website. If you go to recommended books at todayssurvival.com, you'll see an Amazon link. It'll help my show. I'll earn a small fee. You'll be able to get a really good book called 299 Days on Common Sense Preparation and start educating your mind. Okay, for the second half of this podcast, this is actually being recorded well after Thanksgiving. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving holiday. I'm in the mobile studio right now, my paid-for 2002 Honda Accord, because I don't like car payments. 121,000 miles on this thing now. Gets great gas mileage, running like a top. Car payments, one of the worst investments you can make. So I choose to drive an old car, because I'm practical-minded. Okay, well, in the first half of this episode, again, I recorded it before Thanksgiving, and I'm putting these two halves together to make one whole episode. I talked about five key areas to get yourself prepared for what's coming probably in the not-too-distant future. Now I want to talk about a specific skill. This is something I have discussed in previous episodes, but I'm going to talk about it some more, and that is bartering. Kind of a lost art in survival, I think. I've been bartering for many years. If you listen to some of my older shows, I give you some examples of how I used to barter. I started bartering back in the 80s when I didn't have any money. I had no money and I needed stuff, but I had some skills, and so I was bartering. I was trading some of my services for things that I needed that I couldn't afford. It's a fabulous skill to learn. So I want to talk about bartering for survival. I found a really good article on this that I want to reference right now, and I will put a link in the show notes where you can go and read the entire article. It's a blog called RealSurvivalSkills.com. RealSurvivalSkills.com. Just go to todayssurvival.com,
go to the show notes for this episode, and there will be a link right there for realsurvivalskills.com. It'll be a link for this exact article. The blog is actually called Real Survival Skills for Now and After. Okay, let's talk about bartering for survival and what it means. There's a lot of people that are stocking up on things like precious metals and so forth, which I talked about in the first half of this episode. And that's a good thing to do. You need to have a certain percentage of your assets in precious metals to hedge against hyperinflation and to hedge against the devaluing of our dollar. But here's the thing. The people who have something that you need might not be able to make change for a gold coin or a bar of gold or a bar of silver. So if you've got something of value to exchange for something else of value, you're going to be in a lot better shape. And that's what the concept of bartering is. Have something of value that you could exchange. And sure, you could exchange a gold coin. You could exchange a bar of silver. You could exchange a bar of gold. But think about it. I mean, if you got a bar of gold that's worth several thousand dollars or more, and all you need is something that costs $500, you're kind of out of luck, right? You don't want to give up that very valuable asset if you can help it. And I like to approach survival like some of the other folks that are out there doing podcasts and blogs, and that is doing things now that help your life improve. If you do things now that help your life improve, you're going to be able to withstand a disaster a lot easier. You're going to be able to mitigate the damages that a disaster brings upon you. A disaster will probably be more of an inconvenience than a disaster if you're prepping and you're prepping now. So, what really is bartering? Bartering means trading goods or services without exchanging money. If you're bartering for survival, money will be meaningless. So you'll need to place a value on your items or the skills that you have. You're also going to need to possess another very important people skill. And this is something, you know, I've talked about people skills. I think I'm one of the only podcasters out there that I've heard recently on the subject of preparedness and survival that talks about people skills. Real people skills as a method of survival. If you're going to barter, you have to be willing to make compromises. You also have to be able to judge an item's value just by making eye contact with it. And you also need to be pretty well versed in what the value of things are. Now keep in mind, after a disaster happens, the value of things can change from today's present value. I mean, let's face it. You know, if somebody really needs something, all of a sudden now the value of that item increases. But there is a compromise level. There's a limit. There's a limit to what people will trade or pay for something. And if you're good at making compromises, if you're good at those kinds of people skills, you're going to be a better barterer. People often ask, well, what should I barter? And I've had people send me an email saying, hey, Bob, what should I barter? Or what makes good bartering items? So I'm going to talk a little bit about that in the second half of this episode. Before I get into that, you need to understand what's popular. What is it that people are going to like? What kind of skills will be in demand? If the stink hits the fan, some of the items that are quite common today are going to be very, very valuable. Things like soap and toilet paper and matches and batteries, ammunition, medical supplies, things like that. In terms of skills, having an ability to build things, having an ability to fix things, mechanical skills and building skills are going to be very much in demand. Anything that can be done manually will also be very important, such as farming and cooking. That's why I've talked a lot about cooking. I'm not real big on gardening and farming. I need to get better at gardening and farming. Everybody has their own specialty, and that's not one of mine, but I need to get better at that. I need to bring up some of the old skills I learned when I was a teenager and a young adult and get better on that. But let's talk about some goods that you can stock up on. Some bartering goods. So when you're putting together your survival preps, also have that in mind. Think about, let's see, what is it? Could I barter this item? Is this going to become valuable? You know, I mean, think about it. You know, people can't eat a bar of gold. They can't eat their ammunition. They can't eat an AR-15 rifle. So while those are of some value, they are of value today, and they could be of obviously very significant value if the stink hits the fan. Having food that you can barter, or a way to make food, or a way to produce food, and getting together. I really believe that there's power in numbers. I really believe that if you've got a network of like-minded people, and I'm building that network locally here in San Antonio, and I'm building it nationwide with you folks who listen to this show. I've got a few like-minded friends here in San Antonio that I'm developing skills with. We're teaching each other things. We get together on a regular basis, we have discussions, and we teach each other skills that we can use. I've got one friend that's going to start teaching me how to reload ammunition, because I really don't know how to reload ammunition. That's something that I need to learn, so he's going to help me with that. But let me go through a rough list here of things that I think could become very valuable if the stink hits the fan. And he references these items in the article, and some of these I don't agree with, and so I won't cover... I won't cover them on this show, the things that I don't think are extremely relevant, but you might think that they are relevant. So, you know, check it out for yourself. Let me know what you think. But aluminum foil is one of them. I'm a big fan of that. Aluminum foil. There's so many versatile uses for aluminum foil. One of our members of the forum, the Today's Survival Show forum, he used to post a lot of threads on coming up with alternative uses for different items. And I'm going to find that thread and I'm going to resurrect it. And I want you to get on our forum and check that out. Coming up with different alternative uses for items. That's a great way to start thinking about common sense preparations. Batteries. Batteries, that could be a huge barter item. Look at all the things that we use that run off of batteries. And sure enough, it's going to happen in a stink hit the fan event. Somebody's going to run out of batteries. You might be able to trade them some batteries for some stuff that maybe you've run out of. Can't think of everything, folks. That's nearly impossible. Bleach. Bleach is another one. It can be used for purifying water if you use it smartly. It can be used for cleaning all sorts of things. And you think about it, we could find ourselves in some unsanitary conditions. If you have a bad weather event that comes through, it could cause some very unsanitary conditions, and bleach can come in real handy in that situation. Rope, duct tape, all kinds of glue, soap, as I mentioned earlier, tarps and plastic sheeting. You know, even if you say, oh, well, I'm pretty well stocked up on tarps, I'm pretty well stocked up on plastic sheeting. One of my favorites, I've mentioned this hundreds of times, are the big 55-gallon contractor-grade garbage bags that you can go to Home Depot and buy a big box of them very inexpensively. Let me tell you what, folks, those big 55-gallon contractor-grade, I like the contractor-grade, the big thick ones, all kinds of things that you can do with those. Those could be very barterable items. Of course, knives. You know, you can never have too many knives. Sure enough, there's going to be somebody that's going to be without a knife or a wind-up radio. Now, there's more here that... Here's something that maybe you haven't thought of. People with kids. How about stocking up on cloth diapers? Even if you don't have any kids right now, maybe having a package of two or two of cloth diapers, okay, reusable, that can be cleaned diapers. Boy, that could be pretty valuable, right? Stink hits the fan, someone's kids run out of diapers, no way to go to the store and get any more. Big demand there, as well as baby clothes. Think about all that stuff. Extra gloves and boots and hats and rain gear. We don't get rid of that kind of stuff anymore. Unless they're just completely shot. I mean, if they're really just absolutely unwearable, then we do get rid of it. But we used to donate a lot of it because we had so much extra. I've still got plenty of extra boots, caps, gloves, hats, plenty of extra clothing that I could barter, that I wouldn't mind parting with if I had to, if the stink hits the fan and I really need something. Now, don't forget about toiletries. A lot of people overlook toiletries when they're prepping. Or they'll just prepare enough, they'll just keep enough toiletries just for themselves and their family. Well, hey, wouldn't that be a great barter item? Somebody doesn't have any toothpaste, they don't have any more soap, feminine products. nail clippers, scissors, tweezers, razors, lip balm, sunscreen, alcohol, stuff like that, hydrogen peroxide, even basic over-the-counter medicines. I keep extra aspirin, extra acetaminophen, extra Aleve, a lot of extra pain relievers, stuff like that. I keep tons of that kind of stuff because sure enough, you know, I mean, especially if there's a disaster, I mean, you know, a lot of people think I'm nuts when I say this, but what if you can't get to a store or the stores are just completely out of everything for a week to 2 weeks? It's very conceivable. I'm not a tinfoil hatter by thinking of that kind of stuff. If any of you who are listening to this have been through a weather event, a hurricane or tornado or earthquake, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? Having extra over-the-counter medicines and toiletries can come in very, very handy. Razors, stuff like that, lotion, you know, Band-Aids, gauze, surgical tape, all kinds of that stuff. Have plenty of extra. Store more of this stuff than what you actually feel like you're going to need, because these could be great items for bartering. Okay, not to mention all of your food stores. Now, let's talk about some hunting and food gathering supplies. I talked about knives. Don't forget about hatchets and axes. Obviously, firearms. It doesn't hurt to have extra firearms. Hey, look, let's face it. We got a lot of people out there that are just not into firearms. And trust me, there's going to be thousands and thousands of people when the stink hits the fan and people get violent, as I talked about in the first part of this podcast. People get violent and they start looting and rioting because they did not prepare and they need stuff and they're going hungry and they're scared because their security is in jeopardy. They weren't smart enough to buy a gun or two when they could. Maybe they were anti-gun or whatever. They weren't smart enough to do it, and all of a sudden, oh my God, things have happened, and now they're afraid, and they think, I gotta have a gun. Hey, if you have extra firearms that you can part with, could be an excellent bartering item. Ammunition as well, especially .22. 22 ammo, 22 long rifle, and 12 gauge. The reason I say that is because 22 and 12 gauge, very popular survival guns that a lot of people like to keep. It's cheap. It's cheap for you to buy right now. I have far more 22 and 12 gauge ammunition than I currently use today. I like to go out and plink with a 22 once in a while. It's fun plinking. Trust me, I don't plink that much. I got tons and tons of ammo. It's so cheap to buy a brick of 22 long rifle ammo. I go and I get a lot of it. 12 gauge ammo as well. I don't really shoot a shotgun that much. I should, but I don't. But I got plenty of 12 gauge ammo that I can barter with. I think ammunition makes great bartering item. You know, Glenn Tate talked about it back in our interview. Ammunition can be considered one of those precious metals. How about traps? If some of you do trapping, animal traps, that's an excellent way of hunting without having to use a firearm. And fishing supplies. I love to fish. I did a lot of fishing over Thanksgiving break with my brother in Florida. Learned a few things I didn't know that he was able to teach me about fishing in salt water. And let me tell you what, maybe that's a podcast that I'll be doing shortly. But stuff like that, ways to hunt and gather food. And let me just talk about some general miscellaneous type items, and then I'll kind of wrap up this podcast. But I talked about knives and hatchets and axes. Don't forget about nails and screws. You know, I talked earlier about having a skill of building things. Well, you might have a skill of building things. Maybe you need to build some shelter. Maybe you need to build some other items, but you run out of nails and screws. If you have extra, you can barter with somebody. All of a sudden, now you've got value. Now you have value. And a $3 box of screws might be worth $20 to somebody if they have to have it. And if you need some money, or if they've got $20 worth of items that you need, all of a sudden that box of screws or those nails that you bought for $3 at Home Depot become a whole lot more valuable. Don't they? And also don't forget about non-electric hand tools. Okay, manual saws and things like that. Now, a few more things you probably didn't think about, but people have habits. And people have bad habits. And just because there's a disaster doesn't mean that people's bad habits go away. So why not store some things like cigarettes? Okay, maybe you don't smoke. Store cigarettes, put them in the freezer. Okay, things like that. Watch out for expirations, but storing cigarettes. Now, if you are a smoker, I hope you quit smoking, but store more cigarettes than what you currently smoke. Cigarettes and liquor could be excellent bartering tools, couldn't they? You know, liquor keeps for a long, long time, folks. It's pretty easy to store. I don't drink very much, but I have liquor in the house. And I would not mind trading it and bartering with it. Somebody might need it for whatever reason. You know, I hate to think about that stuff. That's kind of negative, you know, but people still have to have their fixes. They still have to satisfy their habits. So, stuff like that could be very good bartering items. Now, I would urge you to go back and listen to some of the earlier shows. Most of them are available on iTunes. If they're not, you can go directly to my website, todayssurvival.com. You can either listen to them off the website, or you can just right-click on the link, and you can download it to your computer and then import it to your iPod later. It's hard for me to keep all of my older episodes available on iTunes and available on the feed because it takes up a whole lot of space. But I did some people skills episodes, and I'm going to be doing some more current ones. But I talked about how to barter, how to set value on things, what to look for, how to approach somebody to form a bartering arrangement or agreement. I talked about a lot of that, and I'll be talking about some more because I used to teach people how to do this stuff as well. But I hope I got your brain thinking here. I hope in the first half of this episode I got you thinking about the five areas that you should really be focusing on. And I wanted to speak some more about bartering and storing up survival supplies that maybe you don't need right away right now, or maybe you don't foresee a need right now, but they could be of huge value to somebody else if the stink hits the fan. If you have more that you want to add, please don't forget to email me. You can email me at bob@todayssurvival.com. If you like what I do here, you'll notice I don't have any sponsors, and that's by design. I purposely have not chosen any sponsors for today's survival show because I don't want you to listen to a bunch of commercials. There are other podcasts, so many of them out there, that have all kinds of commercials, or they talk about sponsors for 6 to 10 minutes, and it just kind of is a waste of time. If you want to support my show, I've put together the Survival Champions Club, which is a series of podcasts that I have not aired on the weekly free episodes of today's survival show. If you go to my website, Survival Champions Club, or go to my website, todayssurvival.com, click the Survival Champions Club page. You can see it. You can get it for only $20. And there's a link right there. You can get it for $20. I'll email you all the instructions that you need to download it. I'm going to be doing some new ones in the upcoming, very near future. And I'm going to have a couple of other cool things for you to benefit from if you are a member of the Survival Champions Club. And certainly, last but not least, I mentioned this in the beginning of the show. I'll mention it again. Please consider becoming a member and networking with me and other listeners to this podcast by going to our forum. Just click the forums button at todayssurvival.com. Sign up for your free membership, but do me a favor, please email me and let me know that you signed up and give me your username and your email address. This is how I keep spammers out. Just send me a quick email to bob@todayssurvival.com and tell me that you signed up for the forum, and I'll approve you within 24 hours. With that said, I'm Bob Main. Thanks for listening to another episode of Today's Survival Show, where it's my goal to help you do what you can with what you have wherever you are. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I'll catch you next week. Goodbye.